So on my vacation, two of missionaries of our Christian brothers with other denomination approached me. So I immediately said, I'm a Catholic priest. And you know what I mean. And they said, okay, so but Father, we just want to ask you questions. And because of pastoral reason, I mean, there's no harm of, you know, talking to them. I said, okay, but you can ask me few questions only. I'll give you, please ask me two questions. So I limited them for two questions. Okay, Father. So the first question was, how can other people know Christ? How can other people know Christ? And I told them, this is our mission. You and I have the mission to make God known to all nations. It is you and I, the gospel said, to make God known. It is you and I. It is our responsibility together as Christian brothers. It is a responsibility to make Jesus known to all nations. The second question, they said, okay, Father, this is our second question. You mean your last question? Yes, Father. Okay. So the next question was, what if the person dies never knowing Jesus? What would happen to him? I know what they're talking about, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Right? So it is in Jesus that we will have eternal life. It is through Jesus that we will have salvation. And so I said, well, we as Catholics believe the overflowing mercy and love of God. We believe in the overflowing mercy and God and the mercy and love of God. And so whenever ones die, okay, it is in our catechism, by the way, Jesus will appear on our first judgment. And he will offer us his mercy. And it's up to you and I to accept that mercy and love of God. My brothers and sisters, these two questions really kind of like connected to the gospel today. Remember the past weeks I said, what's the difference between an icon and an idol, right? An idol is that the ones we appreciate their talents in singing, in sports, in anything, right? They're our idol. That's the reason why probably we have the show American Idol, to kind of like, you know, because we appreciate their talent, their singing voices, and all other things in sports. We have all our idols. And the difference between an idol and an icon, it's the same thing. In an icon, we appreciate what they do. But being an icon, they are offering it to a cause. They are offering it to a cause, like St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist first was an idol for the Jewish people because he is a prophet. Because God, they knew God's, he is God's messenger, right? And he became an icon because this gift of prophecy was used to make Jesus known to Israel. And he himself said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So an icon never put the spotlight on him or on her, but to other cause. And John the Baptist pointed not to him, but to a special cause. We too, likewise, my brothers and sisters, we are called to make known Jesus to all nations. You and I have the responsibility of making God known to all people. To your families, to your friends, to your classmates, to your co-workers. It is our responsibility. It's not only the priest who needs to preach to other people. You and I, like the missionaries, like our brother Christian missionaries, we have that we do have that responsibility of making God known to other people. And here, John the Baptist only showed it. That's the most, I think the most important one right now of being a missionary is to show and live what you learn from the faith. It's not all about, you know, speaking out what we teach, right? Preaching, but we don't do and apply to our lives. I think that's the missing part. I think all nations around the world know Jesus Christ, but they want to see Jesus in you and I. They want to see Jesus in action, and they can only see that in you, in me. So whenever, kind of like, you know, we preach, we also have to live the gospel, to live what we teach, to believe what we teach. And so my brothers and sisters, like John the Baptist today, we are called to be missionaries and make God known to all mankind. He himself saw and believed, but Jesus said, remember, blessed are those who do not see, but believe. And you and I know the only way, the truth, and the life is Jesus Christ. And so, my brothers and sisters, it's not too late. It's not too late. Let us not just preach what we learn, but let us live the gospel from Christ and show it to all nations.